We are in Hilchos Tfilas Simin Kuf Yud Gimel. We are up to Sif Aleph. We're up to the Simin. And we will be doing the entire Simin, all nine Sifim, that is. Elu brachas sheshochen behem. These are the brachas that we bow at. Ba'ovos tchilah v'sof, the brach of ovos at the beginning and the end, which means Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, and the Baruch Atah Hashem of Magen Avram. Uvahodah tchilah v'sof, as well as the brach of modim. Tchilah and sof means hatov shimcha. Whereas v'imbal lishchos b'sof kol bracha o b'tchilasa, if someone wants to bow at the beginning or end of any other bracha, malamdin osa shelo yishche. We teach him not to, because you only bow when Chazal said to. Aval b'emtza ison yochol lishchos. In the middle of the brachas, one is allowed to. Meaning, there's nothing wrong with bowing in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei when Chazal didn't tell you to, as long as it wasn't at the beginning or end of the bracha. They decided with the beginning of which bracha and the end of which bracha we should be bowing. The question is, what exactly is meant by sof? The Bir Halacha brings down some who say that the word sof means Baruch Atah Hashem, whereas others say that it's the entire part of the Chasima. What about bowing at some other bracha? The Pashtus, even another bracha, one should not bow in, even though it's not part of Shemoneh Esrei. Stam, someone's making a bracha, he should not be bowing. The reason that we're not allowed to is because we're going to come to an Akira of the Takanas Chachamim, because it's going to be Hefker, and everyone's going to feel like he can decide when he wants to bow and when not. Also, it's Mechzik Yura, it looks like you think you're holier than Chazal, they only sit to bow in these four places, and you feel you need to bow more. Siv Beis, Hanogim Lishchos Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur, Kishomim Zachreinu Michamocha. Those who have the minag of bowing on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur when they say Zachreinu Michamocha, Tzrichim Liskov Kishimagim Lusof HaBracha, they must stand up straight when they get to the end of the bracha. Hagah, V'yafal Gav, the Ba'ovis Korea B'Sof HaBracha, even though at the end of the bracha of Ovis you're going to bow. So you said Zachreinu, what do you have to stand up for? You're going to bow at the end of the bracha. Mikol makom tzarich liskov ma'at b'sof zachreinu kadei she'nira shechozev akorea mishum chiyuv. Because if you just bow for zachreinu and remain in the bowed position till the end of the bracha, it's not going to be clear that you're bowing in the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham as a kiyum of Chazal's mitzvah of bowing. It looks like you're continuing your own chumrah of bowing for zachreinu. So it would turn out that there's a difference between, say, in Magen Avraham or Mechayim Esim. In Magen Avraham, you have to stand up straight before you get to Baruch Atah Hashem so that you can bow with Baruch Atah Hashem. Whereas, say, in Mechayim Esim, just make sure that you're not bowing in the actual words of the bracha. It doesn't have to be before. It's when you say Baruch, you have to be straight up. Siv Gimel. Hakorea b'uvachol komol lefanechos ishtachaveh. If someone bows at the nusach of Chol Kamol Efenechos Ishtachaveh, oh bevelach ulacha levatcha anachnu moldim, oh behodo da halel, or in the hodu Hashem kitov in halel, ubirkas hamazn in nodelacho or in alakol, hareze maguna. So that is something to be looked down at. Pirish shein lechro b'makom shetiknu chachamim. You only bow at a place that Chazal were metaken. Now, why over here can't you bow? There's no Baruch Atah Hashem. We said in the middle of a bracha you're allowed to bow. The answer is because whenever you say it in a Lashon Rabbim, we have to bow, and you're bowing, it's showing that you're seeing it as something that everybody should do, in which case you're going against the tikkun of Chazal. Whereas the Yachid, when what he's doing is clearly a Maisi Yachid, it is mutterfim lechatchila to bow as much as he wants. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Akiva used to start davening in one place and end up in another because he was bowing so many times. Sif Dalad, Hamispalot Tzorech Sheyichra Achi Spakaku Kulchul Yoshe Beshidra. The one who davens has to bow so far that all of the different knots in his spine become visible. A pekak is a lashon of kesher. That means the vertebrae have to look like they have to look like knots. V'lo yichra be'emtza masnov, he shouldn't bow so low. V'rosho yishir zakuf, he shouldn't bow in be'emtza masnov v'rosho yishir zakuf. It's not that you bow with your head up; your head has to be bent too. Gamrosho yakuf ka'agmon, your head should be bent like the top of a cane. This goes for the beginning of davening as well as the bowings of davening, as well as when you take your Os HaShalom, your three steps back, that should also be in a bowed position. There too, it should be Achispaku Chul Yeshiva Shidra with your head bowed. Sifhei Velo Yishche Kolkach Achiponov Keneged Chagursha Mechnasayim. It shouldn't be that your head is so low that it is parallel to your belt, because that is Mechsiki Yura. It looks like you're overdoing it. Vimuzaken Ochola, whereas if someone is old or not well, Veniyachal Lishchos Achispakaku, he can't bow that far down. Kiven Shehirchin Rosh Odayo, as soon as he bends his head, that's enough. Me'achar Shenikur Shuchava Sechora Lishem Etzara Atzmo. It shows that he really wants to bow, it's just that he cannot. Sif Vav Kshukorea Yichre B'mihirus B'pamachas. When you bow all at once. Ukushu Zokev, when you get up, Zokev B'nachas. You get up slowly, thought out, in a healthy way. Tchil of Esof. What are you supposed to do? Shuzokov Zokov Rosho B'nachas. Rosho Tchila V'acharka Gufo. First his head and then the rest of his body. Shalote Alav Kamasui. It shouldn't look like you're trying to get it over with. So you bow down quickly, but you come up again very slowly. Zayin Korea Korea B'Baruch Zokev Zokev B'Shem. You bow with Baruch and get up at the Shem. So when you say Baruch, what you do is you bend the knee. Ato, you bend the head, meaning your whole back. Achispakaku, until the knots of the spine are visible. And then when you get to modim, you put your head down, and then the atal, you go down, and then Hashem, you get up. In modim, you do your head and your body all at the same time, until you get to Hashem. Why is it that we stand up at the Shem? Because the Pasuk says, Hashem zokev kufufim. Hamespalol sifches, hamespalol vokenegdo odom, v'yeshto tunus avodos kachavim. You're davening, and there's someone walking right in front of you carrying an image of an Avodah Zarah biyado. V'gil omokam sheshochem bo. So there's someone right in front of you with the image of an Avodah Zarah. Lo yishcha afal pi shalibu l'shamayim. Even though you know that when you bow, it's to Hashem and not to the Avodah Zarah, it doesn't look good, so you're not supposed to do this. Siftes. Ein lohosif al torav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You do not add to the adjectives, the praises of Hashem, all you say about Hashem is Gadol Gibor V'Nora, and not add all kinds of other things. V'dafka b'tfilah mipnei she'en l'shanas v'mabei ha'shatavu chachamim. That's only in tefillah itself, because you don't change the nusach habracha. Avo b'tachnunim v'bakashas v'shvachim shadam omer atzmo lestan ba. Whereas if you're making up your own shvachim, there is no iser. However, mikol makom nachon l'mishi yirtza l'harach b'shivchei ha'makom. It is nevertheless preferable that whenever you praise Hashem, you use the nusach of a pasuk and not make up your own nusach.